We're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Second hour coming up. We've got Gerald in South Carolina on the line. Go ahead, Gerald. Quick thought.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, Mike, I mean, I realize a lot of people like yourself got a lot of things going on their plates and their own little efforts.
Oh, don't get me wrong now. I just got back from a 4,600-mile trip in the car to New Hampshire last week, Gerald. So the thought of me driving to Washington, you know, anytime soon, I wouldn't do it. I've got a lot on my plate, and that's a grueling trip. I don't think it's a bad idea, though. I'll tell you what, if Ron Paul gets the nomination for Republican candidate for president, we may not have to do that, although it is a good idea. And if he doesn't, then we need to do it.
Well, like I say, I mean, regardless of who gets in that White House, we've still got to deal with the rest of Congress and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And what we need to do, my thinking is if we can get that many people in Washington like they did with the Million Man March and then have a representative from all three branches come out and we deliver the Constitution, a copy of it, and tell them this is what we want to get back to. And if you don't, then we have to go somewhere another way. And go from there. And I'm thinking in the fall of 08.
Well, okay, maybe we can organize it. I don't know. That's a tall order, getting 7 million people.
As many as we can.
Oh, hey, I agree with you. And okay, thanks.
Go ahead. If I could.
Go ahead, real quick.
Right.
I got loaded lines. Go ahead.
Anybody wants some input on it, willnotbow@yahoo.com.
Willnotbow@yahoo.com. Okay, thanks. I appreciate it, Gerald. Okay, we got C.H., Charles, and Michael. We're going to go to C.H. in Alabama first. Go ahead. We're on with Michael.
You got one of those mothers, too, huh, Michael?
How you doing?
All right, just fine.
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. You got one of those mothers, too? Mm-hmm. I see.
That made me laugh so hard. But real quickly, I know you've got those cut lines are loaded. I'll try and be brief. Longtime supporter of Republic, John and Sandra, and has financial difficulty right now, so I had to quit sending in my pledge. Hear that, folks out there? Listen closely. I made a pledge. It wasn't a whole lot, but I was pledging. Got to try and do that if you can. But what I'm calling specifically about is a victory we've had here in the Northwest Florida, South Alabama area. Hardcore military, brainwashed to the max as much as probably more than a lot of other population areas in the United States. All retired Navy, Marines, Army here. Lots of air bases. And I started on local talk radio last year. It was hard to do, folks, but I made myself do it. And I slowly gained momentum and slowly gained momentum, and I've had people challenge me, couldn't believe what I was saying, would get online, and lo and behold, find out it was all true. Now I have allies in the 911 Freedom Movement calling the same high-power AM station over there in Northwest Florida, and lo and behold, this week, one of them is putting on Loose Change on the cable access channel. It'll reach hundreds of thousands of people. So we've got major victories here. So I thought about the Senate thing today. I thought it'd be a good day to call and stress to all the listeners out there, you can do it. Call your local, more neocon the better, folks. Call in and work on them. And people will not believe you. They'll try and disprove it. And freedom sells. And that's the name of that tune.
Amen, brother. Appreciate the thoughts. Honest to God. All right, thanks, CH. Let's go to Charles in Louisiana. Charles, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
How you doing, Mr. Mike?
I'm doing fine. How are you, Charles? Good day today.
Yes, sir, it is. It's a good thing that the bill was knocked down today. But, Mike, the thing is, these people are evil, and I don't think we should put too much faith in these politicians. They only puppets of the, you know, of the their God, their money. But I'm trying to find out when will the next truck rally will be. You know, the 18-wheelers.
You know, I don't know. I talked to Art Pollock, who was assisting Wanda Piety on that, and he didn't say anything about it. I don't know. I haven't heard anything, Charles.
Well,
Listen, we got to go to a break. I'll hold you over, okay, Charles? I'll take a short break, but we've got a long segment coming up here. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, Phoenix, Arizona. See you in three. Stick with me.
Attention. This is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt? Maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing. But they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Arizona, and you can turn the music down anytime you want to, Marcus. Thank you very much. And we're on the phone, or we're on the line with Charles, the great patriot in Louisiana. Go ahead, Charles.
Yes, sir. Mr. Mike, but you see, they're still coming across the border at alarming rates.
Mm-hmm.
So really nothing changed. It might have slowed up the bill, but they're still flooding us in here. And actually, they got ways they're trying to get not to hire American people, but to hire these people. So nothing, it might look on the surface that it stopped, but we got to remember, we're fooling with some evil people here. And
oh,
we cannot
absolutely.
Go to sleep with them, Mr. Mike.
But let me insert something here, Charles. Okay, we did prove one thing, and that is we put enough pressure on these people with our calls, our emails, and our faxes to make them think, wait a minute, okay, if I go ahead and vote for this bill, then I'm not going to have a job next time around.
Right.
Now, that was enough to at least get the ball rolling. I'm not saying that the war is over here by any stretch of the imagination, buddy, but I am saying that at least it's a minor victory and we can address those other issues of more troops on the border, of the fence being built with the, what do you call it, the border, the Minutemen project and so forth. So we did make a little progress today, you know. And let me savor it, Charles. I got a little bit of a win today. Let me savor it, okay? You can demoralize me Monday, okay? But today I want to enjoy just that little victory. And I agree with you. We got a lot of work to do, buddy. But hey, you know what? It just proves to you that there are some victories that we can have, Charles. Okay,
yes, sir.
So it gives us faith. All right. Thanks for the call, buddy. I appreciate your input.
Thank God, okay? Bless you, sir.
Thank you. Let's go to Michael in New York. Michael, you are on with Michael. Go ahead.
Hey, Michael. Thanks for taking my call. That was a, you know, that suggestion from a previous caller, great idea, because we need to keep our representatives' feet over the fire 24/7, so they always are remembering who the real boss is and who the master is and who the servant is. And I think some of the key questions are, you just work with the fundamentals, always stay on the fundamentals. You just ask them for the drill, for the, what do you think about the right to free speech, the right to bear weapons, the scope of the federal government, should it be large or small? Should we have control over our own money supply, or shall we let foreigners control our money and keep us in debt? And, you know, and just fundamental questions like that. And another real important one, I think, is that they shouldn't even be getting paid. The founding fathers, the original congressmen and senators, did not get paid. It was a duty, a service, and that's why they didn't go to Washington or this capital to party and stay there all the time. They went there to get the job of the government done efficiently and quickly, so they can get back to work at home so they can make a living. And today our politicians are parasites. They don't have the drive. Most government jobs, they don't have the drive to work in a productive manner like we all do, because we have integrity. We're not going to be cheats to earn our way through life. We're going to earn it by being productive. Most politicians don't have that ability. They don't have that type of character. We have to weed all them out. You take money out. You don't let them get rich. You cover their expenses for doing their job for us while they serve us. But they don't make a living off it. They have to go get a real job like the rest of us and earn their way.
Did you see, I just read today, and I don't even remember what website I pulled it up on, but they're looking at another $4,000 raise for the congressman. Did you see that?
I just see it here locally, Michael. At our local level, these clowns running our little village, they couldn't even figure it away out of a wet paper bag, and they gave themselves a nice 14% pay raise last year, and they just gave themselves another one again. And it's always quietly, you know, and they don't tell you how much. And the other thing we want to know is we want their voting records published all the time. We want to see exactly how they're voting on every legislation. And that way the light is on them perpetually. They can't hide in the dark. They can't fake us out. Just like you're saying, we know how they voted. What they say is one thing. How are they voting tells us exactly if they're an American or a traitor.
No, actions speak louder than words, and that's a great idea. I think the caller had a wonderful idea. I'm just trying to figure out how to get it out to the masses, because it's one thing to put it up on a website, but it's another thing to let people know that the website exists so they can come and look at it, you know?
That's right. It's a great idea, and it's in its incubation period, but ultimately that's the objective. Keep their feet over the fire. Let's drill them constantly to see where they stand on the constitutional laws and everything pertaining to it. And our relationship to it.
You know what I find inspiring, Michael, is that, you know, for example, the Iowa debates. Now, they're saying that Ron Paul can't participate in the Iowa debates. But guess what? He's setting up shop right next door, okay? Another thing that really inspires me is we've got guys now. Our numbers are growing. And we've got guys out now that aren't afraid to ask the hardcore questions and get right in their face and even at times get arrested. Okay, but hold their feet to the fire, get them on camera, and ask them those questions that by the answer to that question. I mean, we've seen them duck and dive and do whatever they have to do, but, you know, their actions on video cam and posted on YouTube. I mean, this stuff is exposing these people, okay? And we need more boots on the ground, like Statmiller says. But at any rate, we are growing, we are making a difference, okay? And I'm seeing a big change here in the last year or so than I saw back, oh, let's say, in the 2000 election, because a lot of people are waking up, a lot of people are grabbing the initiative, a lot of people are getting a microphone and a video cam, and they're going out and doing just that.
That's absolutely right. They are the real reporters of today. They deserve to make whatever they can for that job that they're doing, because we need much more of that type of activity. Absolutely right, because these guys are in their face making them answer the real questions and getting it on tape and video. So that's absolutely correct. We need a lot more real reporters out there, and we got to get money to them from all their projects so they can afford to keep pursuing that activity, that profession. And then next thing you know, we'll have the media back in our pocket again.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I have a lot of listeners out there. And, you know, matter of fact, I went to this demonstration for Governor Rick Perry a few weeks ago. And I had this guy come up to me. His name was Marshall. And he came up to me and says, you know, I just woke up. And, of course, I can relate to that. I can relate to when I had first woke up and I've got this thing going on inside of me. He said, what can I do? You know, I don't know what to do. I'm awake, but I don't know what to go, what to tell, who to tell or what to say or whatever. And, you know, the thing is, folks, grab a video cam, okay? Grab a microphone. Make sure, go to these debates. Go to these press conferences, okay? You can see these people. These people put their pants on the same way that you do. You can go in there with a video cam and so forth, and you can confront these people. Ask them the hardcore questions. Get it on video, okay? Put it up on YouTube. Anybody can do that. That's the beauty of the Internet. Michael, go ahead.
Yes, sir,
sorry.
Michael. That's the beauty of the Internet and the beauty of networks such as RBN, because that's the outlet that can relay all that information back to the public in a most efficient way, honest way, in an unprocessed way, unbiased way. That's the beauty of it all. It's heaven-sent, and let's just hope and pray that we continue to see the expansion in all of these activities so that, yeah, we just surround these guys eventually, and we get them back under our feet.
Amen, brother. Okay, I got to let you go, Michael. Thanks a lot for the call.
Thank you, Michael.
I appreciate your thoughts. Okay, listen, now, I mentioned to you we've got a rebroadcast Friday, and then Monday I've got David Ray Griffin and Rob Balsamo, who's the head of Pilots for 9/11 Proof, of which I am a member, and I've got Rob on the line. Let's bring Rob up. I guess he's got some thoughts for us. Rob, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Yeah, can you hear me, Mike?
I can hear you fine, buddy. Go ahead.
Listen to this. You know what that is?
That's a tap dance.
That's me dancing in my kitchen about what happened today on the amnesty bill.
I see. No, that's, well, it's great. You know, I mean, and it just proves, Rob, that these people, you know, all I get these callers that call in, they say, well, you know, there's nothing I can do. They call up to the congressman, they don't listen to you, blah, blah, blah. It's not a question of whether they listen or not. It's a question that they get so aggravated with their phone ringing over the same message. If they get to the point, say, you know what, with all this number of calls coming in, and there's got to be tens of thousands of them, that, you know, I, in my district, if I vote, you know, for this bill and they don't want it, I'm not going to have a job next year. So,
yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Right.
And you know what? The fact remains that, you know, if it wasn't for the Internet and the grassroots campaign that the information had spread so fast to contact the congressmen and the senators, I don't know if this bill would have been defeated. We have to be this is a win for us, and I'm very grateful, but we have to be vigilant that you know, they might be going, they already are going after the Internet now, but we have to be even more vigilant that they might even be more firm in trying to shut down or censor the Internet, and as you've seen through my past emails, they've already been censoring us. So.
Oh, yeah, I know. We're going to bring that up Monday. But, you know, it's not just that. Did you hear, what was it? I don't know whether it was, and don't quote me on this, folks. I think it was Harry Reid, and I think it was Dianne Feinstein. I'm not sure. But now there's rumors coming out that these senators are starting to talk bad about the talk radio, and they're talking about censoring us or doing away with us. Okay, see, and they're not going to talk about something like that unless we're winning. They are scared to death, Rob, because we're waking people up left and right. I mean, look at your website. I went in there and perused around the other day, and thank you very much. My name's in there, too.
Absolutely. We're honored.
Yeah, well, thank you, sir. But at any rate, you know, we're going to bring this up Monday. You know, Rob had sent in for some Freedom of Information Act material, and we're finding out more and more as time goes on, and we're just shining a spotlight on these cockroaches. Okay, we're getting them to the point where we're backing them into a corner, and they have nowhere to run. And once that happens, we're going to get out the fly spray and spray them, you know, and that's the end of it. And the more people that wake up here, matter of fact, I've got Ron Paul's lovely picture sitting right up here in front of me. And I went to this website, Rob, and it says basically, beware, Ron Paul's candidacy may be the biggest threat to America's status quo yet. And then it goes into a bunch of different reasons why not to vote for him, which I'm going to get into next. You want me to hold you over, Rob?
Yeah, I don't want to take up too much of your time with your callers, but I appreciate it.
All right, I'll hold you over. Let's go to break. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Be back in three. Stick with me. I've got more.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Short segment coming up here. Got my caller, Rob Balsamo, who will be my guest Monday. Go ahead, Rob. What else you got?
Yeah, well, you know, I also wanted to express, you guys, you and Stad Miller, what you guys did up in New Hampshire. I listened to that interview that you guys did on the press release. Mike Chambers on TNRLive.com. Put it on the air. You guys were absolute superstars, and I was just dancing all around my apartment when you had that on there.
Really? And wait. What you're saying is that you heard that press conference in its entirety?
Well, I heard. Yeah, I guess. I mean, Mike Chambers played it. Unfortunately, I'm not able to find the complete video. I've been trying to find it for quite a while.
That's why.
What was the name? WMR.
WMUR. They had it. They did it live, and they broadcast it live as it happened, and then they put it up on their site for about an hour. And my son happened to see it, and then I called him up, and I told him to download it. When he went back to download it, it was gone. That complete press conference without it editing, John and I are edited out. Now you can find it, but John and I are edited out of the video. And if anybody out there has a full complete video copy of that, yes, RBN would love to have it. Because we'd like to put it up on the website. Now, you mentioned to me you heard it in its entirety on Mike Chambers' show, which I believe he's at, what is it, truthnet.com?
Yeah, truthnet, Well, it's TNRLive.com is one of them. The other one, I believe, is TruthNetRadio.com. But,
okay.
Mike Chambers, I know, filled in for Stadmiller while you guys were up there. But, yeah, he played it that night. And I was just I was ecstatic with excitement. You guys were absolute superstars drilling it to mainstream media. That,
well, I won't take
they're not covering this stuff as they should be, you know. And you know, it almost shows the way you guys question mainstream media on this, even though it was local media pretty much up there, is that correct?
No, absolutely not. We had CNN International. They broadcast that live all around the world.
Okay,
they,
that's good.
They didn't...
Why didn't CNN Headline News put it up? Why didn't Fox put it up?
Well, that's a good question.
Yeah,
the only, what they did is they
and
were there.
Did an absolutely superb job. Putting, Mike Chambers definitely has the audio. Because he did play it, but you know, I've been looking for the video of you guys. I saw that very very short clip, but I really would like to get the full video of you guys. And you know, I don't even know what you look like, and you're a part of our membership, and I can't wait to meet you guys in person. But I would definitely really like to see the full video of that.
Well, I know that there is one gentleman who, he introduced himself to me as a freelance videographer, and his name is Terry Melton. He has a full copy of it. Now, he mentioned, naive and dumb me, I asked him if RBN would get a copy, if he'd give us a copy, and he said no, but we'll sell it to you. And I said, well, that's fine. That's, you know, that's an issue. He's got to eat.
Yeah, they got to raise the funds too.
Sure, but yeah. Interestingly enough, John Stadmiller called him and asked him if he could, you know, get a copy of it, and he said, well, yeah, he'll get it to him, but after he gets back to Austin, Texas, but I've heard rumor that he's not coming back to Austin for a while, so I don't know. You know, at any rate, if anybody has downloaded it or whatever, yes, we would love to get our hands on it because we'd like to post it up there, and I don't take any credit for it. I was just expounding on what John was saying. I think John did a stellar job, and I think it's really... I appreciate that, Rob, but...
You're superstars. You guys did an excellent job. You know, I watch Fox every now and then, and the only reason I watch them is to see what mainstream media is, quote-unquote, up to. But where I get my real news is where we are today, right here.
Well, unfortunately, and it's sad to say, that really is the only place you can get it. You know, there are alternative networks out there that are reporting the truth. But the mainstream press, now I will go on, I'll go so far as to say, Rob, that there was a network in, I believe it was in Grand Rapids, Michigan, that I heard a caller that called into another show, and she said that they pretty much put out a balanced report on it. But what they did, what most of these stations did with that video is they got it, they carved it up, they used what they could use to discredit Mr. Brown and Randy Weaver, and then they posted that. Which is really sad, and it just goes to show you that, you know, you cannot trust mainstream media to get any accurate reporting on anything. You know, we are the media.
Like I said, you guys did such an excellent job up there. I'm really looking forward to seeing the full video of you guys up there. And if we're not able to see it, you know, we do have the audio, and whoever has not listened to it, John Stadmiller and Michael Herzog, they were just absolute superstars in that press release when basically confronting them, saying, why aren't you people doing your job? Why aren't you people looking into this? And it was absolutely stellar, and I really appreciate your efforts.
Well, I appreciate the compliment. Did you catch the part? I came right out and I asked all of those people. They were all there, and a couple of them were smirking. And I said, you know, I want you to think about it, folks. You know, the first time you ever, you know, filed a tax return, where did you get your information that you were required to file? Did you get it from your mother? Did you get it from your brother? Did you get it from your accountant?
Yeah,
did you get it from your attorney? And this one clown over on the left says, I get mine in the mail every year. Ah! I said, that isn't what I asked you, sir. You know?
Somebody brought up something about a driver's license, too. Who told you to... talking about spin and trying to sidetrack the subject. But anyway, you need to go to break. I'll let you go.
Thanks, Rob. I appreciate the compliments. All right, we'll be back in three. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Stick with me. I got more.
Thank you. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Come a little bit closer and hear what else I have to say. Well, let's hear what this guy has to say. You know, all of these people, Fred Thompson, Giuliani, Romney, McCain, Gillmore, Newt Gingrich is thrown in there, Clinton, Obama, Edwards, Biden, Dodd, Richardson, and about, I don't know, 4,400 and some odd other members of the CFR are going to agree with the reasons why not to vote for Ron Paul, and here are the reasons why they don't want you to vote for Ron Paul. So let me read this off to you. Number one, he will help to end the war on drugs, thus ending one of the most profitable industries in major cities. The best estimates of the illegal drug industry is that it generates close to $1 trillion a year for smugglers and pushers and contributes, oh, I don't know how much to our trade imbalance, but it's a lot. How are you ghetto homies going to make a living once drugs are legal? Now, this I'm not saying this. This is being – who wrote this? Let's see. I guess it's anonymous. Unemployment will soar in inner cities if Ron Paul is elected and pushers put out of business. Number two, his election would mean the end of the war in Iraq, which would take billions from the suppliers of the military and the funeral industry. More unemployment. Number three, he's vowed to abolish the IRS, which will deprive accountants and tax lawyers of much of their income. H&R Block will have to fold. Don't you know somebody who works with or as an accountant? It's not bad enough they only get business a month out of the year. This guy wants to starve these people even more. Number four, he'll support measures to secure our border. This will at least increase unemployment and offset some of the bad effects of the other policies. But it will also mean higher wages to the American construction industry and similar fields. Why should we pay Americans more when we can get cheap labor elsewhere? Number five, he voted no on all spending measures, which means he's trying to deprive the Americans of tax funding for great earmarks such as the Bridge to Nowhere and the Federal Department of Education. No more billions to foul up local schools. But on the other hand, an entire cabinet department with nothing to do. What a waste of oxygen. If we wanted something that says no unconditionally, we'd hire a robot or a cheap Mexican. Mm-hmm, I see. All right, well, I'm going to hold on. Before I go to number six, I think I got a call. Let's see who it is. Uh-oh.
It's Melissa in Texas. Hello, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Hey, Michael.
How are you today?
I'm good.
Good. Are you in a good mood? Are you in a good mood because the bill got defeated?
Wow, a robot or a cheap Mexican. How extreme is that?
Wow, oh, yeah, I know. What's going on?
Well,
are you wet there in Texas?
Oh boy. It rained.
Yeah.
And it's still raining.
Go ahead.
I don't know why. I like it better than having the lake empty, but this is still a little much all at once. So.
Well, I'm glad I left when I did. At least I'm dry. You know, I'm hot, but I'm dry. Go ahead.
It's worse for me. I can't swim. The reason I'm calling today is because it's been kind of a hodgepodge, and I have a question about Don Nikoloff.
Okay.
Does he have a website? And I think I heard you say that he does have his own radio show, and I don't know where it would be.
Yes, he does have. Well, no, he does not have a website. He doesn't. I don't think he wants a website.
I don't believe.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Let's see. What is his network? I can't think of. Oh, I think it's Galactic 7.
I know he writes for the Idaho Observer sometimes, but
yes, he does. As a matter of fact, I was just watching a video. I was going to tell the listeners. Here's some good entertainment for you over the weekend, and you can see him or you can listen to him at Galactic 7, Melissa.
Galactic 7.
Yeah, but there's a couple of I was going to mention to the listeners before I leave for the weekend. Okay, I am not condoning these videos. I'm saying that's interesting viewing. There's a few videos here that you might want to write down and take a look at over the weekend if you have time. You know, Google it. They're video. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Did you want
to
go ahead?
When you say, tell me his radio network again.
It's Galactic 7.
And I would just type in Galactic 7 into a search engine and find it?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Okay. All right. Did you have another question? Yes. Go ahead.
Well, just about those videos. Let me mention a video I watched last night, I guess.
Okay.
I periodically like to look at strange and weird things that might line up with Bible prophecy.
Okay.
And I watched somebody sneaked David Icke's newest one about the reptilian agenda up on YouTube or Google, and I watched the first 2 hours of it, and it was Credo Mutwa, the African fellow.
Credo Mutwa.
Mutwa, M-U-T-W-A.
Credo Mutwa, okay.
Mutwa. Yeah, he's an African chieftain who knows about history from being passed down through the generations to the high chiefs in his tribe.
Okay, now you got to give me that website. Go ahead. What is the website where I can watch that? I'm a video buff. I don't have a TV, you know. I have nothing better to do. Go ahead.
Okay, well, I just typed in the reptilian agenda, David Icke, I-C-K-E. And I feel bad while I'm watching it because I know David needs the money, but I also don't have the money to spend on his newest video, so I'll watch it if it's up there. And maybe send him a donation later, I don't know.
Well, it's interesting. You know, and I'm not saying it is or it isn't. It's just interesting watching. And everybody get your pen and paper out, because on that subject, there was one that I watched a few weeks ago, and it's called The Brandon Corey Story. And that's Corey spelled C-O-R-E-Y. I'm sorry, go ahead.
What's that about?
It's the same subject matter, what you were just talking about.
On David Icke's website, he actually admits that it's It's a fiction story based on some true events. So
Right, yeah.
Realize it's not reality. Like a lot of his stuff, he's just reporting history.
Right, and that's why I put the disclaimer out there. I'm not saying I believe it. I don't want my callers calling and say, "Are you nuts? What?" You know, I don't want that to happen. I'm just saying it's interesting viewing, and that's the Brandon Corey story. Also, another one that I watched last night is called Zeitgeist, and that's Zeitgeist, and that was an interesting one as well. And then this lady that she called in yesterday, and she gave me the website again for this attorney that was on talking about solutions for, you know, our problems in government and so forth. She had given me the website peaceinspace.blogs.com, and I went in there and okay, well, wait a minute. But what she omitted to do yesterday is that she omitted to say peaceinspace.blogs.com/9/11. Okay, that will get you to that video. Okay.
Yeah. All right. I looked at that and I bookmarked it because it has a lot of stuff there and I didn't have a lot of time. But as far as and I will push Freeman's stuff everywhere because I love him or hate him and think he's nuts or just whatever. His stuff is just so well put together that it's really good. And that would be freemantv.com and then go to his audio and video archives. And mm-hmm. he's got it right there. You don't even have to end up over in Google. You just end up on his site watching his stuff. And
FreemanTV.com. Okay, and again, I want to put out the disclaimer for the listeners that I'm not saying I believe this stuff or I necessarily disbelieve it. I don't have a TV anymore since I moved to Phoenix, and I need something to do in the evening. And some of the stuff that I've been watching is very fascinating. Maybe fictional, but it's still fascinating. So if you want, you need something to do, go in there and take a look at it. It's entertaining.
Wait a minute. I thought your fiancé was in Phoenix.
She is.
Well,
it's not No. She's not my. Excuse me. She's not my fiancé. She's my wife.
Oh, she's your wife. Okay. Well, that's good.
Right.
I would say that I hope you guys are having popcorn and enjoying your evenings watching strange videos because it's such a lot of fun. It really is. You know. Stretching your thinking a little bit and wondering, could this possibly be real?
Well, that's what it's all about. No, I mean, you know, it's not like if I were to go on the air, Melissa, and say, "Oh yeah, you better look at this because I believe everything that they say," I'd be kicked off the air, you know, because you can go as deep as you want to go, and a lot of it is, it's just subjective. And some of it you can believe, some of it's very hard to believe. So, you know, I just leave it at that. But it is interesting to watch.
Okay, how do you spell Don Nikoloff's last name?
N-I-C-O-L-O-F-F.
N-I-C-O-L-O-F-F. Okay,
right.
I tried lots of spellings with that. And tell me his thing again, his station, his...
It's Galactic 7.
Galactic 7. Okay, number 7, right?
Right.
Okay. I like Don's approach. He's very calm and very matter-of-fact about what he believes because he's very settled in what he believes, and I think that's a nice thing.
Oh, I don't know about that. He's the guy that sent me the Brandon Corey story.
No, I'm saying that everything that I do, I weigh it up against what I see Scripture says.
No, I understand.
I think he does the same thing. So,
no, I...
you know. And it doesn't shake me.
I'm just kidding with you, okay?
It doesn't shake me when I see strange things. I just look at it and go, man, what a strange world.
I know. Okay, well, listen, thanks a lot for the call, dear. I appreciate it. I got to move along. Okay, let's go to Art in Maryland. Art, you're on with Michael. Go ahead, buddy.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, Art, how you doing?
Good. I just want to kind of think out loud over the radio here. You know,
okay,
all right,
before you start thinking, I want to let all the listeners know that this gentleman here, Art, was the biggest contributor towards getting a Randy Weaver from Springfield, Missouri, up to New Hampshire. So, again, I want to thank him so much for doing that. Art, go ahead. You got the floor.
Well, I appreciate you guys driving him up there. But anyway.
Yeah, I just switched with you, really. Good.
We're considering the amnesty vote today a small victory, but is it? And the reason I say that is because we've seen how our illegal friends demonstrated here a couple months back, and we know Bush can now declare martial law if somebody sneezes the wrong direction. And if these people are now being told, and actually it is on the news if you get a chance to watch, we are being blamed for they're not getting what they want. So if they take to the streets and start looting and rioting and killing people, boom, there's your excuse for martial law.
You know, I was in a good mood until you got on the phone, Art.
I'm sorry.
You just demoralized me and ruined my day.
Well, I don't trust these people that are pulling the puppet strings, and I know every time that something like this happens, it's watch this hand, but don't watch this other hand, because that's the one that's doing the dirty work.
I know it, and you know what? I appreciate you bringing up that point. It is a valid point, and it is worth some mental effort, because you know, I hadn't even thought about it. I was so happy when I got on there and saw that today. I said, okay, well, we don't have to worry about that issue. But you got a good point. On May the 9th, that presidential order came out that he could declare martial law in any country, believe it or not. Any country has any kind of a terrorist thing or, you know, a false flag event, and he could say, okay, martial law, you know. And this guy, I watched him on that video today, and the guy just emanates evil. You know, he just, you can read his body language and look in his face, Art, and you can tell he just lies through his teeth. And he thinks he's good at it, you know, but he's even a poor liar, so.
Well, I think I heard your previous caller talking about Don Nikoloff. Well, I think Don Nikoloff's research has tells us exactly what's going on here.
You know, what's interesting is that this one video, that this website that this woman gave me, this peaceinspace.blogs.com/911, this guy, this attorney, and I think his name is Weber, he was talking about the skull and bones, and he was saying the actual translation of skull and bones is the order of death, and that he went back into and he was going into the father and the grandfather and so forth and what these people are all about, and it ties in perfectly with Don Nikoloff's article. And the more I see and the more research I do, Art, there is nothing in Don's article that I can find fault with, and it's not, to me anymore, after what I've read, it's not a surprise at all that these people are Nazis. They came from Germany, okay? They are Nazis. They came here, and they are carrying out the exact same plan that Adolf Hitler carried out, which tells me that they were all controlled.
Yeah, well, it was only that, I forget what show it was on, was that Hitler had written a second book after Mein Kampf, but it was never published. Well, they authenticated that it was written in the time, same typewriter, same time frame. And anyway, in this book, he talks about his plans to take over America and use her resources and her might to take over the rest of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And what's going on?
And that's exactly what I watched in this video last night. This peaceinspace.blogs.com/911.
I got it.
Yeah, I mean, right. And if you haven't written it down, write it down, because you definitely want to see this guy's presentation.
I will.
Yeah. At any rate, yeah. I mean, I tied it. Matter of fact, I sent it to Don. I sent him an email and I said, Don, you got to look at this, because this affirms what you've been writing about and the research that you've done on the fact that these people are Nazis. You know, and it's the same plan. And I'm talking about the comparisons between the Reichstag fire to 9/11 and the whole nine yards.
You know, it's exactly
the same plan. Yeah.
Yep.
So how's the weather up there, Art?
Okay.
Is it?
It's raining. It's raining pretty hard right here now.
Well, I couldn't have picked a better time to move to Arizona. I understand that everybody's underwater in Austin. I'm not laughing, John. I'm sorry. John and Marcus, as you guys row your boat home. I'm just kidding. All right, what else you got? Anything, Art?
Well, that was it. I just wanted to put that out there as a suggestion that might be what's coming our way.
Yeah, and I guess we have to be on our toes, you know. As I said, I was having a good day till you called. No,
I'm sorry. I should have waited till tomorrow.
You should have waited until Monday, so I, you know, when I'm demoralized again, and I got to start off the week with all the bad news. See, I really we had a victory today that lasted all of 1 hour and 48 minutes, and then Art called. No, I'm just kidding, Yard.
Have them block me from future calls.
No, I'm telling you, I not only do I appreciate you, buddy, but, you know, Art and his son actually went up to Plainfield and visited with the Browns last weekend. And, I mean, he's a true patriot, guys, and, you know, you got to take your hat off to him because he really stepped up to the plate. And, again, I thank you, Art. I appreciate that, okay? Even though I had to drive up there with John Stettmiller in the car, I still appreciate it, okay? Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate
it. Okay.
All right. Talk to you later. Okay. Let's see. At any rate, where was I here? Oh boy. I'm just telling you, I'm having all kinds of fun. Art tried to pop my bubble, but I'm not going to let him, at least until I get off the air. All right. Let's see. I was on. Oh, why we shouldn't vote.
You keep cutting on me, and this, you may be off the air faster than you think. I see. By the way, did you tell the listening audience where that came from?
Yeah, I just explained it today.
I must have missed it. I've been out running around doing errands trying to get the network moved, and I missed your explanation for it. You got to tell these folks, we laughed half the way New Hampshire.
I told them everything you said on the way back. I said, mm-hmm, I see, which means that I didn't believe a word you said. Hey, you can stick around. Well, you know, got a break coming in. Chime in after the break, and we'll talk.
Okay.
All right. CN3, Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix. Be right back.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Attention gardeners, if you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, well, here's exciting news. There's a new product called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants. It works by providing true broad spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. So what does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. To grow tasty fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com. Your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
All right.
right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, final segment coming up here. No, folks, in all honesty, on that, on the subject of, I see. John had picked up an article. It was a mainstream newspaper article, and I don't even know what he was doing. What was it about, John? Do you remember?
It was about global warming. That's what it was about.
Okay.
And you're driving, and I'm reading the newspaper. And it took me about 3 hours to get through the damn article because we were laughing so hard. I'm glad I wasn't driving because I was laughing so hard I couldn't see for the tears in my eyes.
Well, it's because you know the story, and you know that any time I would come up with that I see is because it means that it's a lie, or it's and the decibels of the I see was really the intent, or the severity of the lie, and there was so many lies in that mainstream article regarding this global warming thing, and for them to ultimately impose a carbon tax, that we're just literally rolling on the floor laughing, almost had a wreck.
I'm telling you, it was funny. Hey, by the way, did you tell the folks, you did tell them how this came about with this lady that you tried to help remortgage your house or whatever? And
yeah, it's in the archives in the bottom of the first hour, and I equated it to my mother because the whole time I was growing up, my mother was one of those mothers that never believed a word I said. Anything I told her was a lie. I would say anything. She's, that kind of thing. I don't believe that, And that woman, this lady I went out and I sat down and interviewed, she was a retired school teacher, and everything I said to her, would be, I see. And it was the severity of what she thought I was lying to her about, the decibels of her, I see, would go up and down, depending on how bad she thought I was lying to her. Ironically,
the whole time that you're trying to help this lady, and what eventually happened to her?
She lost all her money and died in a nursing home.
Jeez,
I mean, it's not funny, but
she wouldn't believe you.
No, she wouldn't believe me, and she didn't do anything about her situation, and she ultimately wound up going to a nursing home. She passed away in there. She lost her home.
Oh, boy.
By
the way, I didn't quite get Don Nikoloff's website. What was it?
He doesn't have a website. Melissa was asking me what his network was, where he's on like at 1 o'clock in the morning. It's really, really in the wee hours of the morning,
right?
That he has a show, and it's Galactic 7. You can go in there and Google it.
Well, I didn't quite catch that. What was that again? Galactic 7? We got to say that at least 10 more times before you're under your show today.
I know. Do I depict that I'm going to hear something off the air about this?
Absolutely not. You just got it. Hey, I wanted to remind people that we are going to be down. We're going to be playing replays. You get a day off tomorrow. We'll be playing replays on Friday and Saturday and Sunday. Hopefully, we'll be back up and live first thing Monday morning. We're right in the middle of the move here. So if you tune into the network tomorrow, Saturday, or Sunday, and you hear a repeat, there's a good reason for it. We're in the middle of moving. And, by the way, Michael, on July 4th, it's optional whether you want to do a program or not.
Yeah, I told Marcus I'm going to think about it over the weekend. But guess where I'm going tonight, John?
Where's that?
CASINO.
Which is?
Casino.
Oh! I see.
I see.
Well, make sure if you go there, play with the house money.
Oh, absolutely. I always do.
Right.
I'm looking forward to a day off tomorrow. And I got a good week coming up. Now, I got David Ray Griffin coming on Monday, along with Rob Balsamo, who's got some interesting updated information on this Flight 77 that hit the Pentagon.
Well, just in case people that are on your show care about who's on mine, I've got Peter Hendrickson cracking the code coming up on my broadcast here in about 2.5 minutes.
Seriously?
Seriously.
Hey, John, I've got 31 questions from the IRS sitting here in my computer right now. I may just call in. I don't know.
There you go. Hey, I'll tell you what. Have a good extended weekend. I'll see you back here live Monday.
Thanks, John. Hey, guys.
Thank you.
Stay tuned for John Statman, our National Intel Report, and Pete Hendrickson. And I will see you Monday. Thank you very much. Have a good night, and stay out of trouble. Bye.